This weekend in Sydney, some of the country's brightest computer geeks are putting their heads together to come up with practical solutions to stop overfishing. It's called the Fish Hackathon, and dozens of cities around the world are taking part in the challenge. The organisers say it's a great way to find digital solutions to real-world problems. Mike Edwards reports.
I'd rather build a web application personally because
it's a high-level discussion that's well beyond most of us. This weekend, some very smart computer coders, software engineers, and technologists have converged on the University of New South Wales for what's been dubbed the Fish Hackathon.
It comes down to getting a whole group of programmers, coders, etc., together over a period of time to hack or innovate, develop ideas in a short period of time.
Mitchell Carden is one of the organisers of the event, and he tells me the name was derived from the term hackathon. Hackathons are all about improving the world we live in, and as the name suggests, the Fish Hackathon is all about developing sustainable fishing methods.
Bringing the latest in IT design and development and bringing the problems of the world from the environmental stage together and then mixing that up over a few days and sees what comes out.
Sydney is one of 40 cities taking part in the event. One of the participants is Jensen Mang.
I do startups and I set myself a goal to impact on climate change. And through that, I came across Fish Hackathon and I feel, I can make a difference in that area.
A knowledge of fishing sustainability isn't necessary to take part, as software engineering student Mendel Liang explains.
I'm not too into the whole fisheries thing, honestly speaking, but, you know, software engineering teaches you a lot of problem-solving skills and hopefully I'll be able to apply that to this hackathon.
But people with real-life expertise in fishing sustainability are a part of the process. One of the judges is the Director of Fisheries Analysis at the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries, Dr. Doug Ferrell.
Fishermen like to catch fish. If we are trying to capture information about that activity to better manage them, making it something they're happy to contribute to is absolutely key in getting joint cooperation in this information gathering exercise, whatever it might be.
The winning idea at last year's event was an iPhone app.
Where you take a photo of a fish, and based on the photo, it matches against a database, image recognition, and it determines the species of the fish, and it measures the fish using the scale of the photo to see if it's of a legal size. Okay, look, you've caught a brim of this species, and the current fish you have is 15 centimetres. The legal length in your area is 19, you have to throw this one back. If you didn't have that access to that information, you wouldn't know maybe the wrong catch was made and it has a downstream effect that can affect the environment.
The winners of the Sydney Fish Hackathon will then go into a global competition. The winner of that will be announced on June the 8th, World Oceans Day.
Mike Edwards with that report.